99% of the time, that's just a lack of focus. Peruski's first fumble was a really bad one. The one down on their on their side of the field. It was a greased pig on him. The other one I didn't see. I think he took a pretty good lick. And from what you're saying, he doesn't sound like he's feeling 100% right now. Yeah. I'm not sure what's going on there.
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is that...
I didn't see it, so I'm glad I didn't.
Well, the Bearcats were coming up to the line of scrimmage, as you know, kind of in a hurry-up mode with 1:21 to play. And then all of a sudden, Peruski turned around and called timeout.
I thought it was really odd that Peruski called that timeout.
Yeah.
Normally, you don't see one of the backs calling timeout. And, we know why he did.
Yeah, and when he came towards the sidelines, he was not feeling well. And we'll just leave the rest of your imagination right there.
But all things considered, to be down 6-6, I think the Bearcats should consider themselves fortunate. And, in Ravenna, they've got to be saying, we should be up 2 scores in this game, really. You got to credit the Ubley defense. The Ubley defense has played well when it's had to. Ravenna, like I said, just got to be like, what do we got to do to take the lead on these guys? So I would be a little bit frustrated if I were Ravenna right now, because I feel like they probably played the better first half and only have 6 points to show for it and haven't had the lead yet.
But the Bearcats, Paul, could say the same thing. We should be up by a couple of touchdowns as well.
Right.
Because they played well in stretches, but then turnovers.
They had a couple nice drives. It looked like, they got out of the shadow of their own goalpost there. Brian Nash got him with a big run, almost took it to the house. The guy just had a nice angle on him. Otherwise, Nash would have scored. So, you're right there. But Ubley hit, with the 3 turnovers. That's more than they've had, in the playoffs. They only had 1 turnover so far in the first 2 games, and they have 3 turnovers in the first half. Very uncharacteristic. So, hopefully they can come out with some new life, because they're certainly not out of this game by any means.
Paul, the one option play that Ravenna ran took the Bearcats by surprise, and that's where Vanderwagen took it down inside the 5, fumbled it. They got lucky there. That's something the Bearcats have not seen this year, is that option
play. No, nobody runs the option around here, and they've run it a few times. I think their quarterback scored on the option, if I'm not mistaken, kind of a little keep option himself. So, it's a tricky play if you haven't seen it before. I mean, it's a hard play to defend. You've got to string it out and really just commit to the ball. But if you're not seeing it on a daily basis, it's definitely a different defense to defend. It's kind of like the wing tee. If you're not seeing it on a week-to-week basis, it's pretty hard to get used to. So I think they're doing a decent job getting used to it.
It's all about timing. If you run it well, it works well. If you don't, you're prone to being...
Right. If you're running the option, it's all about timing and sticking to your guns and holding that ball, if you're the quarterback, to the very last moment to commit whether you're going to pitch it or run it. It's a tricky offense to execute.
We're going to take a break here, Paul. We'll come back with more. Paul Adams, he is the sports writer for the Huron Daily Tribune. On the Cruise 102 FM High School Football Halftime Show, 6-6, Ravenna and Ubley tied up at the break. We'll be right back. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Baddeck, we support our community.
Down on Main Street.
Hi, I'm Leanne Schutte, a loan officer from Bayport State Bank. High school sports promote so many positive things: teamwork, school pride, endurance, and drive. No matter which team you're rooting for, we at Bayport State Bank are right there with you. Good luck to all our local high school teams from all of us at Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Baddeck. Member FDIC.
During hunting season, sometimes you get the deer, sometimes the deer gets you.
Hey, watch out for that deer!
Son of a...
What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring, the deer hit capital of the thumb. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out, all hassle-free, and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline's Body Shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done in our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection. Chevrolet, an American Revolution.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows in stock by Darton, Parker, and Excalibur, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Stop by and see Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for standard archery or crossbow sales and service. Stay warm and dry with a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. See all the newest guns and ammo for all of your fall hunting needs. They have over 80 brands and styles of shotgun slugs on the shelf. Randy's has the new NEF Ultra Slugger shotgun and the new Salvage Bolt Action Slug Gun in stock. They can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight-in service is available. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
Welcome back to Hurt Field in Ubley. It is halftime here. The Bulldogs and the Bearcats tied up at 6 apiece. The winner of this football game will go up against either Ishpeming or McBain right now.
Although it does sound like Ishpeming.
More and more like Ishpeming is going to come out in that one. They were up 36-8 over McBain. Fulton leading Deckerville 14-7. We gave that one just before the break. Some reaction on those scores, Paul?
I thought Fulton would be out a little bit bigger in that game. Deckerville got out to a 7-0 lead and wasn't able to make it hold. Mike Bogan and I have been texting back and forth, and he said Fulton looks pretty strong, and he doesn't expect it. Well, my phone's ringing right now. Nope, it's not an update for Mike Fogan. He doesn't expect that Deckerville's going to be able to recover. He thinks Fulton's a much stronger team and is taking control of the game now.
Well, they have knocked off two state-ranked teams, number one Fowler and number three or four New Lothrop last week. So they're a tough gang there.
Yeah, they seem to really have gotten it going here in the playoffs. And that's, you know, playoffs are a new season, new life. It doesn't matter what you did in regular season, and Fulton is really an example of that.
Ishpeming, McBain. Ishpeming all over McBain right now, like I mentioned.
No surprise there. I thought at the beginning of the season, you know, all the way back in the first week, I thought Ishpeming was a much improved team. I don't know much about them. I just looking at some of the scores, and I thought, even when the playoffs started, I said, they're going to be the team that beats St. Francis. I never thought it would be Whittemore Prescott. So Ishpeming, they look to be awfully strong. On the other side, Hudson beat Mendon in another rematch last night. Hudson is your odds-on favorite to go back to Ford Field, no matter what happens in that Waterford-Michigan collegiate game. It doesn't matter. Hudson's probably the number one team in the state. I don't think anybody would argue that, and it's going to take an awful good effort to get by them.
And, Paul, before we let you get out of here, some thoughts as to what we're going to see here in the second half.
Well, I would hope we're going to see a much more focused Bearcat team because they played with some butterflies in their stomachs, I think. I think maybe the stage got a little bit to them. They just got to take care of the ball. They've been able to move the ball defensively. They played okay. I think they're going to, you know, Coach Becker makes wonderful adjustments at halftime, and then so does Coach Sweeney with the offense. So, like I said, just take care of the ball. They've been able to move it. You just can't turn it over. And the deeper you get, the less mistakes you can make. And they've made three mistakes, and for the most part, they've gotten away with them. They are darn lucky to fumble three times against a team of this caliber and only be tied at halftime. So just take care of the ball and keep doing what you're doing.
Paul, we've seen people from all over the area here. I just spotted a Freeland Falcons coat, Garber Dukes. We're talking teams or schools from way out of the area coming here today. It was a couple of kids we mentioned earlier from Merrill out here.
You know what that tells me? That tells me that Ubley's reputation has started to precede itself. You know, you don't go undefeated three straight regular seasons and not get some attention. And I think a lot of the, you know, schools want to say, okay, what's this team all about? What's this team that's riding this 30-some game regular season winning streak that's made back-to-back semifinal appearances? What are they all about? So I think that's a lot to do with a lot of these different varsity jackets. And, you know, as far as some schools I've seen, the USA coaching staff, the Cass City coaching staff, just to name a few that I've actually seen. I've seen North Huron jacket. There's a couple others that I can't remember. So the thumbs really come out to support Ubley. And as far as the other ones go, I think they're just really interested to see this team.
All right, Paul, we'll let you get out of here so you can get back down to the sidelines. It is 6-6 halftime here in Ubley. We'll come back with third quarter action from Herb Field in Ubley in just a moment.